This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The gentleman from Texas, Mr. Hurd, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm offended. I'm offended by my friends on the other side of the political aisle saying this is political theater. This is not political theater. For me, this is serious. I spent 9.5 years as an undercover officer in the CIA. I was the guy in the back alleys collecting intelligence, passing it to lawmakers. I've seen my friends killed. I've seen assets put themselves in harm's way. And this is about protecting information, the most sensitive information the American government has. And I wish my colleagues would take this a little bit more seriously.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the totalitarians, boy, are they out and about, especially in the state of California. Run by a tyrant, a tyranny exists in the state of California. It's very, very obvious and very, very clear what is going on there. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. And as we say on a day like this, happy Constitution Day. It is the Constitution of the United States special day, and we're celebrating it today. All day strong on Agenda 21 Radio. So welcome. Like I said, it's the 24/7, 365 news circus. I mean cycle that we're on. This seems like an absolute circus, doesn't it? I think it really is. It's truly the circus that, the totalitarians want us to be on. So much mass confusion, so much information, so much disinformation, so much fake news, so much real news. And you find the real news where you don't expect it, of course. Usually churned up by citizen journalists. That seems to be what is happening right now. There is a revolution in news and media afoot. And all you need to do is just turn off the Emmys. I'm sorry. If you watched the Emmys, or I didn't. Did I see? Yeah, and was it a bash fest for the President of the United States? You clearly understand why these people are, well, maybe you don't understand why these people are desperate. And they are absolutely desperate people in Hollywood. They're starting to call it Hollyweed now because of all the marijuana that's being smoked by so many of the stoner elites. We call them the SEs, stoner elites, here on Agenda 21 Radio. And boy, are they enjoying their ganja. I mean, I got to tell you, I saw so many stoned-looking faces last night. I turned it on for a little bit, and they were panning the audience. I said, look at all those stoners out there. Welcome to Hollyweed. I mean, isn't that just a wonderful reputation to have? I mean, and they act like stoners beyond all recognition last night, trashing President Trump at every turn. Now, listen, turning a TV awards ceremony into a political hate fest is not my kind of TV. But it says a lot about the mentality of those people, which indicates to me they're probably very, very stoned, or at least under the influence of, well, what can we say? Some people say, you know, liberalism is a mental disorder. It becomes extremely disordered, especially if you're smoking that ganja, which is what California is turning into, right? Pot haven, pot festival. It's the pot festival of the world. I'm serious. And, of course, it's also a place where massive amounts of weed are exported throughout the world. The largest export of marijuana of all to the world, California. Bet you didn't know that. And who runs it? The cartels, baby. And who helped bring that about? Jerry Brown. Sure. El Presidente. El Presidente, Jerry Brown. Yeah. Boy, what a work he is. Anyway, the totalitarians are out and about, and we're about to take them on. Well, every single day we take them on, and we really do appreciate your listenership. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, to get all the news and information regarding what is really, truly going on in the United States of America and, of course, around the world. We fight the plague, if you will, of the totalitarians. And by the document that they wrote and published in 1992 called the United Nations Agenda for the 21st Century, your agenda, they, you know, isn't it kind of nice? They came up with this plan for you and you never were involved in it or your family or your wealth or anything like that. And you're seeing it all play out right now, especially here in California. California seems to be the tip of the spear, if you will, for these folks. And that's why we're forming a new California state. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but we're proud to announce, especially on Constitution Day, that California is going to be broken into two, and it will happen. This is a real statehood initiative, and California is about to be broken. They're going to be surprised. The liberal elites, they're going to have their own state, and they're going to love it. It's going to be a love fest, and everybody on welfare can go there. But the new state, no, not going to happen. Not going to happen. It's going to become one of the biggest economies, probably about the, it will become one of the biggest economies in the United States, probably the top two. It probably will displace, actually, the old California. It's like old California, like the old shoe versus new California. So there's a lot of projections going on. And by the way, if you've missed California and you're out there, you want to come back to New California. And what you need to do is visit the website. Are you ready for this? www.newcaliforniastate.com. That's newcaliforniastate.com. And you get some news and information there about what is truly going on. And, you know, don't be afraid to ask questions. When you get the website, just email and get some questions asked and get some questions answered. That's the way it works. So, anyway, so what we have is a failure to communicate, apparently. With Jerry Brown and the Californians that run California. Now, being a Californian, I do not look at these people as the people that run California. Well, they do run California. We don't. The citizens don't any longer. It's a tyranny that exists in California. And it played itself out Friday night and early Saturday morning as the California legislature passed, yes, you got it. You've probably heard about it. Maybe you haven't heard about it yet. Sanctuary state status. They passed what's called AB 54. That's AB 54. And sanctuary state bill is what it is. Sanctuary state bill. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking with Chris Street in the second hour. He's going to be with us. And boy, it's SB 54. That's an AB. It's SB 54. We're going to be talking to Chris Street about so many things. SB 54 would be one. New California, the financials in regards to the potential of a new state of California. And also in the third hour, we're going to be talking to Megan Barth, ReaganBaby.com. Boy, do we have a lot of news and information there, especially about voter fraud. She's been one of the leaders in the United States about voter fraud and the voter fraud that has been going on and being perpetrated upon all of us in the United States. That you don't, I mean, it's up to about 18 million illegal votes, improper votes so far. It's in between 15 and 20 million, and people or the researchers are out there saying about 18 million fraudulent votes potentially were cast that we know of at this point in time. And there's more states coming on board to declare fraudulent votes. So all these, the 3 million votes that Hillary Clinton was talking about for California that she dominated in California, it's false. We knew it was false. We've known, if you've been listening to Agenda 21 Radio, you know it's been false. So this just the way that they roll out here. They've got the whole election, you know, thing in the bag. They've corrupted the democratic process. There is no Republican form of government in California, as it is not existing in other states. Now, that's something to consider. Now, as we grieve California and Jerry Brown and the tyrant, the tyranny that exists in California, what we will be doing is bringing that out, that there is no Republican form of government being offered now. And by the way, the U.S. Constitution guarantees that the state of California will give its people a Republican form of government. And that's just a huge violation right there. That's a grievance that's not going to go unnoticed. So we're going to be, in celebration of talking about the Constitution, we're going to bring up some of the things that are little known in California history and even national history, which is kind of interesting, about the star. You thought those stars on flags were just meaning a state? Well, there's a lot more to every one of those stars. And we're going to be talking about the star that you find on the United States of America flag. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also, yes, you can also get a hold of me, paul at a21r.com. That's paul at a21r.com. That's the super secret, super double secret probation email address for Paul Preston at Agenda 21 Radio. So it's paul at a21r.com. There you go. Super secret double probation. Okay, so what in the heck is California up to? Sanctuary state status. Oregon passed a similar law years ago, about 30 years ago, actually. Not quite so wide-ranging. And, of course, it's a political hot potato right now, this whole thing called sanctuary status. And, of course, it's an in-your-face, you know, it's basically promoting lawlessness within the borders of California. That's basically what this is. And this is what Jerry Brown and the globalists have been about all along, ever since they finagled their way with Jerry Brown for a third and fourth term. This has all been planned. This is something that's been going on for a long time. And we're going to explain to you the plan and why there's no way out for them to say, oh, it wasn't a plan. It wasn't a plan. It's a plan. And they're trying to destroy California and the borders of California. So now we have another option, a new California. Yeah, it's called New California, by the way. The state initiative that is absolutely starting to go bonkers in California. And it will restore the Republican form of government that is guaranteed by the Constitution, both in New California and in Old California. The Californios would be proud. Anyway, some pushback, though, on what is known as SB 54. SB 54, the California Values Act, was passed in the early morning hours of Saturday, 2 a.m. to be exact, as they were trying to push this thing through to get past the legislative deadline of the 15th of September. Finally, the legislative year ends. You know, there's a perpetual ongoing legislative cycle in California. Little wonder why you get so regulated in California when basically all you have is people, the only thing that they can do with themselves is pass new legislation. That's their job description. And do it daily. Yeah, pass a dozen. You know, you have to justify your existence by passing new legislation. That's really what it comes down to. So it was actually Ronald Reagan that increased, back in the day when he was governor, the legislative year. Ooh, not a good thing. Of course, now here it is, 2017. I think that was 1969, 70. So here it is. It must have been, see, 73? Yeah, somewhere around there. And here it is, all the way to 2017. And now it's being felt in California. Over-regulation, over-taxation, it is a tyranny that exists in California. Clear. It's run by a tyrant, and very tyrannical here, over regulation, over taxation, over law enforcement. Everything's just over, over, over. So they come up with this whole thing called the California Values Act, which would forbid state and local law enforcement agencies from providing information to or acting as the deputies for federal immigration authorities. The bill also prohibits police and sheriff officers from inquiring about a person's immigration status. Now, it's kind of interesting. This bill also means that educators can't inquire about immigration status. Now, I got to tell you, that is already on the books. I was in the system for 41 years and never asked a question of any of the thousands of parents that I had the opportunity to talk with, work with, place, that sort of thing, all the things that I did as a school administrator. Never discipline, arrest even. Never did I ever bring that up. But they're mandating it now. Of course, it's always there. The law is very clear in the education code about this. You can't do that. It's been on the books for years, by the way. Now, I never questioned it. I really don't care because kids are kids, and that's the way kids come to you as kids, and that's the way I look at them. But the bottom line, the illegality that brings them here, that's the issue. That's another issue, not for me as an educator. And now listen, I'm not the Gestapo. I was not the Gestapo, and I wouldn't have done that. I get that. But here's the issue here is that this bill prohibits this now, specifically again. So we're getting double bill. Well, what they're doing is they're creating a crisis saying, oh my, making the perception out there that this is what's been going on all along. Oh my God, the schools have been reporting kids for immigration to the feds. That's not true. This is always what they do. They compound and conflate the monsters in, I'm sorry, the totalitarians in Sacramento. This is the way they roll. Trying to get as much bang out of the buck, right? So we have the California Values Act and only minimal opposition, in my opinion, in the state. Of course. You have basically Republicans that are... You have Republicans in California that are just like John McCain. A lot of them. Except for one. Except for one Californian. Except for one.
I rise in opposition to SB 54. First of all, because it's based on a false premise. It's based on the false premise that our law enforcement in this state is frontline immigration enforcement, and that somehow our sheriffs and our police officers are out there enforcing immigration laws. They're not. And if you're a member of this body and you haven't talked to your local law enforcement, they'll tell you that's the case. If you haven't talked to them, you should do so. Because your local law enforcement will tell you that they're there to protect the community. That is their job. That's what they do day in and day out. They don't go around asking people their immigration status. They don't go around picking people up and sending them to ICE to be deported. But what they do is go out there and put their lives on the line every day to keep you and your family safe. It's real easy to think about that sitting in these chairs protected by law enforcement every day and not think about those who put their lives on the line and face a lot of danger out there. And this puts our local law enforcement in more danger, and here's why. Because you're taking away their ability to use all of their tools to keep themselves safe and our communities safe by working with our federal officials where it's necessary. When it's necessary to get after transnational gangs like MS-13 that victimize California communities, that victimize immigrant communities, that make them less safe and abuse them and use them, that carry out human trafficking operations and illegal prostitution rings and infest our communities with drugs. This makes it harder for our local and law enforcement to go after those criminal activities because they will now be unable to communicate with their federal partners on these issues. A lot of people talk about building a wall. This builds a wall between our local government and our federal partners and makes our communities less safe. We already have the Trust Act here in California. That helps protect and build trust with our immigrant communities. Why isn't anybody talking about that? Instead, they're using this because it's a false, again, it's a false premise. This is about trying to help immigrant communities and calling it a sanctuary. It's only a sanctuary for criminals. This legislation is only a sanctuary for criminals.
I guess you would say that's probably correct, huh? A sanctuary for criminals is what California is becoming. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and you've just been hearing James Gallagher, assemblyman from California.
We're Cindy down SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, James Gallagher, assembly member in California, talking about Senate Bill 54, sanctuary state status, that passed in the wee dawn hours of Saturday morning, 2 hours after the legislative cycle or circus ended on the at midnight. At midnight. It was voted on and approved 2 hours late. I don't know. Maybe we can change that. Anyway, so Gallagher is the only one really from the assembly floor anyway that I can determine anyway. And again, they keep it so secret there. It's hard to get video and audio out of the chambers. Did you know that in California? It's so secret. It's so cloistered. And I use that. You know, it's basically planning of covet means in the Capitol with Jerry Brown and his henchmen. The tyrant and the tyrannical people around him. So James Gallagher speaks up against SB 54. And we caught the first part of it. We're going to catch up with it here. He's now talking about protecting only the criminals. That this bill really does nothing but protect just the criminals.
trying to help immigrant communities and calling it a sanctuary. It's only a sanctuary for criminals. This legislation is only a sanctuary for criminals, like the one who killed Kate Steinle and was let out and allowed to go and commit a heinous crime against someone who was walking down the pier with her father. And this is a person who had been deported several times and had committed six, count them, six different felonies here in this state and was allowed to come back into our communities and continue to victimize people. Why are we providing sanctuary for people like that? Why are we providing sanctuary for the individual who killed two deputy sheriffs in Sacramento County 2 years ago? Again, deported, felon, back in our communities, kills two of our officers. This isn't just some theoretical exercise, this is real. And if you vote for this bill because you're trying to go along with some political statement that's not reality about how we're protecting immigrant communities and we're fighting Trump, when in actuality what you're doing is leaving your communities less safe and hamstringing your local law enforcement and making their lives more in jeopardy, you look your law enforcement officers in the face. You go back to your districts and you look them in their face and tell them what you did. You go talk to their families who are going to be more concerned than they already are when those brave men and women go out and try and protect you and yours and my family every day. The time for political posturing is over, guys. It's time to actually look at what this bill does, what it really does. And we need to reject this. We have tools in place. We have a law enforcement community that protects everybody in this state, including the immigrant communities. And this bill vilifies them and says, no, you don't. Says, we don't trust you. Says, don't utilize the tools that you need to have to keep people safe. Post 9/11, we said we were going to do away with the walls between different law enforcement agencies so that we could actually combat terrorism and transnational gangs and all of these things.
Mr. Gallagher,
now we're building that wall back up again?
Your time's up.
It should not be done. I urge a no vote on this bill. And believe me, you will be accountable for this vote. You'll be accountable to your law enforcement and you'll be accountable to your voters for how you vote on this measure. Thank you. Members, I rise in opposition to SB 50.
Yep. That's what happened. That's James Gallagher rising in opposition to SB 54. Well, let's just pile it on even deeper for California, and let's pile it on for sanctuary state and the tyranny that exists in California. Let's just pile it on even deeper with an angel mom.
California lawmakers passing a bill effectively making it a sanctuary state, protecting illegal immigrants.
Sends a very clear message to the Trump administration that in California, we value inclusivity, we value diversity.
I think it shows that we're going to protect our immigrant communities. We're going to make sure that it's clear that they're safe, that they can work with police and not fear deportation.
Sabine Durden's son, Dominic, was killed by an illegal in California, and she's been fighting legislation like this since his death. She joins us live now. Supporters of this bill say this reflects who we are. For someone like you, you have a very different perspective. What is it?
Oh, I absolutely do. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for having me on, and hi.
Well, we lost the feed there. I don't know why that's all going on like that. We'll try and get it here again. Pick that back up. Angel Mom reacting.
Did he say 99?
Angel Mom reacting, of course, to what was going on there in California. And what has been going on here in California for a long time. We'll pick that up at that and come back to the break. California and its status, a sanctuary state. And what are we doing? We're making it a sanctuary state for criminals. That's really what it is. And, you know, anybody in law enforcement will tell you this. Anybody who runs or is involved in any way, shape, or form with state government will tell you this. Anybody who's out there trying to enforce any kind of laws. And we're talking about health inspector, all of it. This is the breakdown into anarchy. This is what Jerry Brown and his totalitarian tyrants want. They want to destroy California. It's a tyranny, plain and simple. And this is just a classic example of the tyranny and the tyrant that is Jerry Brown and his people behind him pulling the strings. He's no different than Obama. Obama had all these people pulling strings. We are very well aware of that. And so does Jerry Brown. He's got his people pulling his strings. Now, that is an unfortunate situation now, isn't it? But that's the way it flows, ladies and gentlemen. That is the way it goes. Nothing but the best, if you know what I mean, from California for the totalitarians. Putting their left foot forward, so to speak. That's what we have right now, is a totalitarian tyrant in California who's leading the charge with all of his minions. And they're not Democrats. These are totalitarians that are on the other side of the aisle, joined in part by even some of their Democratic, their Republican fellows. See, the Republican Party does not exist really, truly in California any longer. It's gone. It's gone. And so is the electoral process. This is what leads to tyranny, is when you have a breakdown of the electoral process, which is clearly evident in California, and you have, well, a monoparty system. In other words, one-party system. That's what we have here, a one-party system, and it's the totalitarian party. It's not the Democratic Party. It's not a Willie Brown party at all. No, this is not it at all. This is a different breed of cat. Following the Communist Manifesto to the letter and imposing radical environmentalism laws over taxes. This is just the signs and symptoms of classic Marxism, and that is what is going on here. All the things that Marx wanted to destroy capitalism are being utilized right here. Radical environmentalism is one of them. Overregulation is another one. Overtaxation, stress the system, Cloward and Piven, that's what they're doing here. They're utilizing all the tools in the totalitarian quiver, if you will, to destroy California. That is what is happening. And it's sad, but we have to resist it. We have to resist it. This is something that, ladies and gentlemen, we can do. Now that we've seen this, we can identify it. And we can bring back a Republican form of government, which is guaranteed by the Constitution to all Californians.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
We value inclusivity. We value diversity.
I think it shows that we're going to protect our immigrant communities. We're going to make sure that it's clear that they're safe, that they can work with police and not fear deportation.
Sabine Durden's son, Dominic, was killed by an illegal in California, and she's been fighting legislation like this since his death. She joins us live now. Supporters of this bill say this reflects who we are. For someone like you, you have a very different perspective. What is it?
Oh, I absolutely do. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for having me on. And hi, Ainsley.
Hi, Sabine.
It's an insult. It's insanity on steroids to claim that this is protecting the immigrant community. They don't protect anybody but their votes and their cheap labor. And they're placing every American and every legal immigrant like me in dire danger because everybody's going to flood to California like they flooded to other sanctuary cities. And at what point will politicians and mayors and governors finally stand up for us Americans, for those who belong here and take care of us?
Sabine, for folks who aren't familiar with your story, a lot of people out there know who you are because you've been on stage with the president. You were on the campaign trail with him. We interviewed you a lot at the conventions. You wear your son's ashes in the necklace that you wear around your neck. And I'm so sorry for your loss. You and I have talked many, many times about this, being a parent of an only child. I can't imagine what you're going through. But I want you to tell the folks at home that aren't familiar with your story what it is, what happened to your son, and if stricter immigration laws were in place, how that would have changed your family.
I wouldn't talk to you right now. I wouldn't be fighting this right now if our laws were enforced and would be enforced. Dominic was 30 years old. He was an employee of the Riverside Sheriff's Department for the 911 dispatch center, and he was on his motorcycle on his way to work on 7-12-12 at 5:45 in the morning when an illegal from Guatemala with two felonies, deportation, two drunk driving convictions, and received probation each time, again on probation, decided to not obey our laws. He didn't care, and he drove his unregistered, unlicensed, and uninsured truck, turned it in front of my son, and hit him so hard that it threw him into a wall and killed him instantly. Hmm. And this is 5 years later, and my life changed that moment. And my son would still be alive. So many others would still be alive if our politicians and elected officials would finally stand up for us. And I don't understand it. I still don't get it, why they fight so hard for illegals who don't have a right to be here.
Yeah, Sabine, I mean, it turns out laws and a lack of law and order have consequences.
Yes.
This president has made fighting illegal immigration a signature part of his campaign and now his presidency. How do you feel about what he's done so far as it pertains to DACA, the RAISE Act, building the wall, taking on these sanctuary states and cities? Give us a sense of how you feel about that.
I will stand with my president. I fought for him. I elected him. There are things I wish we would be further on, and I would love to extend an invitation to my president to meet with me. Meet me for 10 minutes, and let me refresh what we talked about on July 10th, 2015, and help him understand how important it is to not allow amnesty for anybody here. And I would also like to talk to Geraldo Rivera and some of the people on TV that talk about, well, these are people that, you know, no fault of their own. We can't continue like this. We have Americans in need. We have people that need our government. I'm at loss how slow things are moving, how slow Congress and Senate is moving. And I just came back from D.C. last week with an organization that we created, AVIAC.us, seven families who lost loved ones because of illegals. We're out there pounding the pavement, talking to people, and it's slow.
Sabine, I think that your frustrations are shared by many. The D.C. swamp is deep and thick, and it fights back. But we appreciate your powerful story this morning. Thank you.
Sabine, God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good to see you again
Thank
this morning.
Thank you so much, Ainsley.
Okay, so there you go. Sabine Durden, who you saw with Donald Trump. And this is the point that I made last week when Trump came out with tweets about DACA. And he was inappropriate. And this is why. Sabine Durden. Very compelling story. Especially on the heels of the pleadings, if you will, the grieving of James Gallagher, assembly member from the 3rd District in California, in opposition to SB 54, the sanctuary state law that passed, at least the bill passed. It's not signed into law yet. The governor has 30 days to decide upon it. He'll probably sign it immediately. It's more symbolic than anything else. That's the way I look at it, because many of the restrictions that they're placing on law enforcement and school officials and other state and county and city officials are already present in terms of reporting, especially in terms of school officials. I mean, it's almost preposterous that they do this. But again, they're creating a crisis in order to exploit it. And right now they want to be in opposition to President Trump and DACA. So here we have it, in support of DACA. They want to be. We're talking about the state of California. Of course, the Dreamers. They don't want to fix anything. They want lawlessness, and that's exactly what they're going to get with this. It's telling people on the unlawful side it's okay to be unlawful. Continue your unlawful ways. Do not respect the laws of California or the United States. That's what they're saying. That's why they're so disrespectful to the U.S. Constitution, which, by the way, today is Constitution Day. Don't you love it when a plan comes together with these folks? It's amazing, isn't it? Well, we have a plan, too. And it is amazing. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Time. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay. Sanctuary state status for California, they say. More lawlessness in California. Well, you know, it's time for a change in California, isn't it? Go to www.newcaliforniastate.com. There you go. That'll say it all. Just take a look at the map. That'll tell you everything. Change is coming to California. Change is coming to the United States. Yep, change is coming. Anyway, you know, so visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And check out the stories that we have coming up. We're going to be talking about the star. You know, the star that you talk about and you see about on the flag, you know, of course, many of you don't talk about it because you don't know about what the star is all about. It's on the flag. You know, we got 50 of them, but why are those stars really there? Is it just to symbolize the state, or do those stars mean something else? And we're going to tell you what that means coming up. Also, Chris Street's going to be with us in the second hour. And in the third hour, we've got Megan Barth that's going to be with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. And remember, numana.com/agenda for all of your prepper needs. That's numana/agenda for all of your prepper needs. Like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.